Hi DDS, it's been a while. Welcome to week 13. So I want to talk to you all about a lot of things, I guess, that are going on right now. So let me try to get back to where I need to be. So under week 13, if you open it, you do have a detailed agenda this week, and I think I'm just going to open everything up today. It's Thursday, so you can go ahead and take a look at everything. So continue to work on Project 4, the comic book project. Hopefully you took a look at it last week and the final website portfolio. Remember, these are two separate things, and I'm going to talk about them in just a minute. You do have a detailed agenda this week. So what else are you going to be working on? I have a project called Zoological Illustration and Seamless Background. I have a PDF that you can look at about that. I would like these to be separate. I don't know. Students have combined them in the past. I don't know. But I kind of want them to be separate, or at least, distinctive enough so I can tell the difference. You can use whatever you want, I guess, for this assignment. The pattern background is actually an Illustrator for the zoological illustration. I'd like you to use Illustrator, but if you want to use Photoshop for this, it's fine. Please look at the examples of all the websites that I've provided and just use those class as a reference point. So what I say by that is if you want to do a drawing of a shark, like Google it, look at other things, kind of look at the structure of what the shark looks like. Please don't copy things directly from something that already exists. I really want you to do something original, maybe just using, predominant things that you would see on a shark, like their, face or teeth or fin or body or whatever, right? And you don't have to do a shark. You can do anything that you want. Please don't do any animals that are extinct. Like, do things that are living right now. You have tons of things to choose from. And I have a link to that Encyclopedia of Life. I would also like you to put the genus species underneath it of what it is, so it kind of looks more, authentic as a zoological illustration would be. You also are going to have artist statements. So this is something that you can kind of throw around in your head. I have a lot of examples about, what I'm looking for there. I really want it to come from the heart and be something authentic to you in your own voice. Please proof it. You're not going to turn anything in. This is going to live on your final website portfolio. But I have a lot of different examples that people have created. And the question I really hate that I usually get in class is, how long does it have to be? You know what? As long as it needs to be. That's my answer to you. So just create something authentic. Maybe you all already have artist statements. You can revise what you have. I mean, I would look back at artist statements and revise them, every couple of years because you're growing as artists, you're changing. So, but I do want an artist statement that feels authentic to you, and I can't tell you how to do that. It has to come from you. So I have an example of a zoological piece that I'm looking for with that genus species on it. So let me kind of switch gears and talk a little bit about the final projects. I'll go ahead and start with the final web showcase. What's important about this, and you do actually have a checklist that I uploaded into this area with, final website or showcase or whatever it's called, that I want you to go over and then just submit it to Blackboard Assignments. I know everything that we've been submitting this term is an iDrive. Please submit this to Blackboard Assignments so I can make sure that I do get it. Everything with your final projects class is due by Wednesday, December 9th. Hopefully you know that. 2 days earlier than our normal Friday, so please make sure that you're aware of that deadline. Just to get everything in order, class, things are moving to Brightspace. I have a lot going on involved with that, and I know other teachers do as well. So your final website portfolio needs to have, what is your inspiration for your comic book? So at least three digital images of comics books or graphic novels that maybe inspired your comic book. Hopefully you're looking for examples, how you want to do your panels, How are you going to do your, little word bubbles? Like, what are you doing? So what inspired you? Maybe you have things that you've already seen in your life or whatever. Normally in class and face-to-face, I pass out actually physical examples of comic books, and we talk about it. We talk about panels and word bubbles and all that. A well-thought-out artist statement needs to be on your final website portfolio. All major projects, Illustrator 1 or Project 1, your Illustrator portraits, Project 2, your personal project and map. You can just do the video, maybe throw up a few examples of that project. Your partner campaign, the video at the very least. Maybe you want to put other assets that you created with that project so you have everything together. And this is a good thing. I know some of you are finished with Capstone. Congratulations. Some of you will be in Capstone. So this is a good way to get all of your material together. And Project 4, the comic book, and your digital sketches. So sketches are due on your final website portfolio. I want at least 5 other DDS assignments that you feel show your best work. You can kind of pick and choose. These are not projects. These would be other assignments that we did throughout the term. All images, projects, and assignments need to include a short description. Class, just put a couple of lines about what the project was about, maybe what your inspiration was, something like that. Just include those things. Clean it up, make it look better. You guys, whatever you want to do. If you want to include, I don't know why I don't have it here, your original, I have it here, your self-analysis project, that's optional. It's totally up to you of what you want to do. Okay, I don't care what you create the website in. It could be Spark, it could be Wix, it could be WordPress, it could be Adobe Portfolio, it could be your own personal coded website. I really don't care about that. It doesn't matter. Okay, so let me look at, did I close everything out? Okay, I might have to pause just for a second. Okay, I'm back. So I just wanted to talk briefly. Maybe you all have had a chance to go over the comic book project. I do want it, class. I do want 5 pages. So you're going to have a cover and then 4 inside pages, however you want to do. Some people in the past have done where it's like a spread, between page 2 and 3 or whatever. And it's like kind of the comic sort of blends or, I don't know, bleeds into another page. That's fine. Just make sure it all flows. I definitely want this to be in color. I definitely want some sense of dialogue going on. I definitely want, class, you to really focus on foreground, middle ground, background with things that you're doing. There's a lot of different directions you can go with this assignment. I have had this project for years. You can go back to, ABQ Digital Diva, look for comic book examples from other students. I posted examples from other students within this project to go ahead and take a look at it. Size things appropriately. If you want a different size, please let me know. But I don't want you to make a comic book that's like, 2 inches by 3 inches. That's not going to fly with me. So realize that. Create interesting characters, an interesting story. And I think I stated this, I'll state it again. It doesn't have to be the entire story, class. It can be the beginning of the comic book, it could be the middle or the end. Like, it can be kind of disjointed, where it just is, close to the end and we don't know what's happening, or the beginning and you're like excited to learn more or whatever you have. This is a hard assignment. That's why it's the final assignment. I have examples on this parameters document of what I'm looking for with panels. You guys can go a lot of different directions. I posted, again, examples of what other students did, where they flowed things into different panels. Be creative with it. Have a good time. Your cover has to have these things. It has to have a title, a publisher, you as creator designer, a date, a month, volume number, a price of the comic, some kind of UPC or ISBN number. The inside pages need to have some kind of storyline of some sort, page layout and cell development, a focal point for each cell, work on dimension, consistency, color. Like I said, all these things need to be in color. I would recommend doing this entire thing using vectors. But you know what? I'm going to be very loose with you all. So you can do a lot of different things. You want to use Illustrator and Photoshop. You want to use other things. I'm open. I'm very open to how you want to create this comic book. Many people in the past have imported all these things into InDesign and set up their entire comic book in InDesign. That's a good way to go. Some people have done everything in Illustrator. I think that's harder. But if you know how to use InDesign, I would recommend to do it that way. But if you have a different direction you want to go, I have other videos, you guys, about how to make colored comics and things like that. If you need other resources, let me know. This is going to be kind of a long podcast, but class, you've all been doing amazing. I know that this class has been daunting. There is so much work, but there's a lot of work I never gave you. You know, I don't know how to explain that, but there's probably at least four or five assignments I didn't assign to you that I normally give in a face-to-face or hybrid class. We also, in the hybrid class, do a lot of in-class assignments. So we do a lot of group work, and we actually, you know, I'll give them an assignment, and they have to complete the entire assignment by the end of class. So it's unfortunate that you've all missed out on some of those things, but I feel like the class has still been rigorous. There's still been a lot of work. I know that I've heard some complaints from students that there's just so much work in this class. Yes, there is. There's a lot of work in this class. And I'll tell you a story that I was sharing with a colleague the other day that I had a student a few years ago, and he was constantly mad at me, constantly complaining to other students like, oh my God, she's a slave driver. She just wants to, you know, ruin us. You know, she's just going to make us so exhausted all the time and all these things. And interestingly enough, this same student that complained to me all the time about the workload in here got a job as a graphic designer for, you know, a pretty, I don't remember right now, but, you know, a pretty reputable firm, you know, is a pretty good job for him. And I saw him at actually, you know, a New Mexico AIGA conference, and he walked up to me and he said, oh my God, Sonia, thank you so much. And I was like, what? And he was like, I had no idea how hard this industry is. So thank you for semi-preparing me for the workload. So that's all I can tell you all, is if you're super serious about getting into this industry as a freelance person, or you're going to be doing stuff in the, you know, some type of graphic design capacity. I've had many students, you guys, get to jobs directly after graduating with this degree. I had another individual that started working for a pretty reputable brewery in town. She was working nonstop. That person wanted ads all the time for social media, for the Alibi, for the, you know, newspaper. I mean, constant pressure. And so I know a lot of you have also stated that it's hard to focus on, you know, a project and then have be thrown into all these other assignments that you have to do. That's real life, class. And that's really why I've done it. And then I don't know if I've shared this with you, but when I used to go and take students on field trips, you know, before COVID, many of the designers said, you know, you should really prepare them by changing due dates and making things due earlier than expected, because that's real life. And I thought, oh my God, that is the worst thing. I would never do that to my students. But I guess what I'm just trying to share with you all is this is a hard industry to get into. It's a hard industry to keep up with. And it is a constant. It's like the film industry, right? It's just nonstop. It's like go, 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 go. So you all have done amazing. You guys have done good work. You've managed to kind of figure this stuff out with, you know, the stresses of a pandemic, the stresses of an election, the stresses that we're still going, you know, going on with this kind of post-election stress. All of this stuff, you guys have done amazing, and I'm just really, really proud of you. I may not do another podcast, and so I think for next week, I might have an extra credit assignment if you guys want to maybe do some extra credit if you want to be pushed even further. But I don't think we're going to do any more kind of assignments. I just want you to focus on the comic book, getting your final portfolio together. And then we'll have a final discussion, obviously, at the end. Maybe I'll have a quick discussion next week. I'm not really sure. So this may be my final podcast to you, right? But if you're graduating, congratulations. Congratulations that you've managed to graduate during this insane, 2020 pandemic. I hope you all have amazing holidays, with Thanksgiving. Please stay home. Please stay home. You guys just virtually talk to folks. Call them on the phone, Skype them, do whatever you do, FaceTime, just stay home. We're getting so many messages from the governor and other, folks with CDC to stay home. So stay home. And have a great holiday, you guys, with Christmas and New Year's and all that stuff. And know that, I'm not sure exactly when registration is coming up, but our term, I think, starts again, spring 2021, January 11th. So, I'm not sure what you all want to take. This is sort of kind of the last class in the line, right? Digital Design Studio. That's why I push you all so much. I'm like, hey, this is like the final class, the final push. And maybe you guys are taking other classes, but I am the capstone mentor next time. It's run by, another faculty, Yvonne. And then she kind of does all these other things with you, like interviews and stuff. But I oversee the capstone next time. If you register, if you need to register for that, you need to get in touch with my associate dean. And so just email me and I'll get you set up with that stuff. But you guys, it has been amazing. Your work is amazing. I'm so proud of all of you. Keep it up. Keep doing stuff. Keep your textbook. You're in a lull or something like that. You're in between classes. You're going crazy because we're in lockdown. Pick out a project and work on it. Work on those timelines that I told you about. Push yourself. Look online to, little contests they have. You know what I mean? Maybe you can just get recognition, throw it up on social media and, be like, hey, I'm a badass. Look at this stuff. But keep working. You guys always keep pushing yourselves. And the biggest thing that I have heard also from industry folks, and that's why I really pushed Project 2, is, okay, I see all this work that you've done in your class with projects and all this. Okay, what have you done personally? What are you personally passionate about? And what are you making? So class, always have that in the back of your mind because, class sort of has a framework for you. It has deadlines. It keeps you all sort of in check with what's going on. But work on passion projects, work on personal projects, work on getting better. I know that all of us, right, can level up and get better in different ways. So don't let this class be like, oh my gosh, this is the end of my graphic design journey. No, I don't even think so, right? You're kind of in the maybe middle or maybe closer to the beginning. I don't know. But keep pushing yourselves, you guys. Keep working. Have a phenomenal, you guys, holiday vacay, whatever you celebrate, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, maybe nothing. I'm not sure. I hope it's amazing for you. If you have questions, need to reach out to me. You know all the contact info for me. I'm here for you. I haven't dropped off. You guys, if I don't do another podcast, I'm still here for you. You can still contact me. We can still do a phone conversation. But it's been a pleasure. It always has. And to be honest, I'm really happy the term is coming to an end. You guys, this really, in 16 years, I feel like this has been one of the hardest terms I've ever had. I tell my friends and family that I feel like I'm the godmother trying to keep everyone in check. But it's been an incredible experience, right? To kind of have all of my classes online. It's been challenging, but it's really been eye-opening. And thank you so much. Thank you so much, class. Okay, be well. And if you need to talk to me, please reach out. All right, bye-bye.